The dark lenses all but hid her eyes.
You have no idea at all? No clue where it happened or how?
None at all.
None?
I got out of the well, and a little while later I looked in the mirror, and there it was. Really, that's all.
Does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't itch. It is a little warm, though.
Have you been to the doctor?
I shook my head. It'd probably be a waste of time.
Probably,
said Mei Kasahara.
I hate doctors, too.
I took off my hat and sunglasses and used my handkerchief to wipe the sweat from my forehead. The armpits of my gray T-shirt were already black with sweat. Great bikini, I said.
Thanks.
Looks like they put it together from scraps, making the maximum use of our limited natural resources.
I take off the top when nobody's around.
Well, well, I said.
Not that there's all that much underneath to uncover,
she said, as if by way of excuse. True, the breasts inside her bikini top were still small and undeveloped. Have you ever swum in that thing? I asked.
Never. I don't know how to swim. How about you, Mr. Wind-Up Bird?
Yeah, I can swim.
How far?
Far?
10 kilometers?
Probably. Nobody home now?
They left yesterday, for our summer house in Itsu. They all went to go swimming for the weekend. All is my parents and my little brother.
Not you? She gave a tiny shrug. Then she took some Hope regulars and matches from the folds of her beach towel and lit up.
You look terrible, Mr. Wind-Up Bird.
Of course I look terrible. After days at the bottom of a well with almost nothing to eat or drink, who wouldn't look terrible? Mei Kasahara took off her sunglasses and turned to face me. She still had that deep cut next to her eye.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, are you mad at me?
I'm not sure. I've got tons of things I have to think about before I start getting mad at you.
Has your wife come back?
I shook my head. She sent me a letter. It says she's never coming back.
Poor Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
said Mei Kasahara. She sat up and reached out to place her hand lightly on my knee.
Poor, poor Mr. Wind-Up Bird. You know, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, you may not believe this, but I was planning to save you from the well at the very end. I just wanted to frighten you a little, torment you a little. I wanted to see if I could make you scream. I wanted to see how much it would take until you were so mixed up you lost your world.
I didn't know how to reply to this, so I just nodded.
Did you think I was serious when I said I was going to let you die down there?
Instead of answering right away, I rolled the lemon drop wrapper into a ball. Then I said, I really wasn't sure. You sounded serious, but you sounded like you were just trying to scare me, too. When you're down in a well, talking to somebody at the top, something weird happens to the sound. You can't really catch the expression in the other person's voice. But finally, it's not a question of which is right. I mean, reality is made up of these different layers. So maybe in that reality, you were serious about trying to kill me, but in this reality, you weren't. It depends on which reality you take and which reality I take. I pushed my rolled-up sweet wrapper into the hole of a Sprite can.
Say, could you do me a favor, Mr. Wind-Up Bird?
Said Mei Kasahara, pointing to the hose on the lawn.
Would you spray me with that? It's so hot, my brain's going to fry if I don't wet myself down.
I left my deck chair and walked over to pick up the blue plastic hose on the lawn. It was warm and limp. I reached behind the bushes and turned on the tap. At first, only hot water that had been warmed inside the hose came out. But it cooled down until it was spraying cold water. Mei Kasahara stretched out on the lawn, and I aimed a good, strong spray at her. She closed her eyes and let the water wash over her body.
Oh, that feels so good! You should do it too, Mr. Wind-Up Bird.
This isn't a bathing suit, I said, but Mei Kasahara looked as if she was enjoying the water a lot and the heat was just too intense for me to resist. I took off my sweat-soaked T-shirt, bent forward, and let the cold water run over my head. While I was at it, I took a swallow of the water. It was cold and delicious. Hey, is this well water? I asked.
Sure is. It